The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Talk about your Jets on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
BT and Sal back on The Fan right now. We are joined by Deanna Rossini of The Athletic, who along with Zach Rosenblatt and Silver, Deanna, you could help us out here. You guys co-wrote the article for The Athletic. It's so many of you guys on this, I can't even keep track of all the names. But
I'm glad Mike Silver is like a sports journalism icon.
I know Mike Silver.
Sports Illustrated covers, but no, I totally get it.
I know Mike Silver.
We have a lot of people. Well, you have a lot of people in the story because this is a story that takes a lot of reporting. You don't engage in a story about an owner in the NFL unless you have all the big muscles and all the big dogs involved. And we got Mike Silver involved for this exact reason because we started working on this about 6 months ago. And once we started to gather all the intel, we realized, okay, if we're going to do this, we need to make sure we get everything accurate and we make sure all of the reporting is top notch. And hopefully that's something that you guys discovered while reading the article on The Athletic. How are you? Hello.
Yeah, well, I'm miserable. I can't stand it anymore, Deanna. It's just pitiful. It seems hopeless. We're helpless. You know, so, and I'm assuming this is true and I trust your reporting. I think you're very good at your job, right? You have to hope from a Jets perspective, a fan's perspective, that Woody Johnson is so embarrassed by this that it forces him to change or at least look deep within and consider changing. Do you think that he will? You know him.
I do. I think Woody Johnson certainly has read the story. Obviously, people in the New York Jets building has read the story and they're aware that what we uncovered is probably just a small piece of a very big pie that. You know, we've heard the rumors and the gossip in the New York area about some of this, which is why we thought it was important to sort of nail it down. Like, okay, it's easy as fans to say, well, our owners think, why? Well, here's why, right? You're trading a player like Jerry Jeudy. You're allowing your football people like Joe Douglas, the GM, to negotiate with the Denver Broncos and then abruptly call it off. For a bunch of reasons, and one of the reasons had to do with the fact that his Madden rating was too low. Madden as in the video game, which, you know, so many people play, but I don't know of any other owner that is using those type of references to make decisions in the football space.
Mm-hmm.
And that story was floating around the league for a while.
That almost seems unbelievable. I believe you. That seems unbelievable.
It's not the only time he's done it. Correct. It definitely surprised me at first. And I'd say reporting that, you got to make sure you have at least 5-6 people making sure everyone is buttoned up on it, because I didn't believe it either. And it's true. And then I found out that he also did it with John Simpson, who turned out to be great. Right. Well, I think we could all say he was probably one of the best players on the Jets team this year, but he's used the Madden rating as reference. I don't think Woody Johnson is playing Madden. I think we can all agree, unless he does. I mean, if he does, that's awesome.
They'd probably be bad at it.
His sons play, though.
They're probably bad at it, too.
And that's another theme in the story of, you know, it's fine that owners have their children around. I cover all the teams in the league, and I see family constantly. But allowing a seat at the table in decision-making, allowing influence, from the information we gather of people that work in the New York Jets organization at this moment and have worked there in previous years, it's been made very clear that while Brick Johnson, the 18-year-old, isn't standing on the table going, we must get this player, he's talking to his dad and giving his suggestions of what he's seeing on Twitter, what he's reading, how he thinks this should be. And Woody, being a father, is listening to his son. But unfortunately, that's not how you want an operation to run. You do not want to be taking advice from guys that can't even legally drink.
Good God. I mean, that's just an embarrassment.
A football organization.
Hearing you say it, I mean, it's one thing to read it, Diana, which is bad enough, but hearing you say it and envisioning it, it's just embarrassing. BT and Sal on the Fan, we're talking with Diana Rossini, who wrote the article for The Athletic, the latest scathing piece on Woody Johnson. You know, that was going to be my next question anyway, as far as the kids getting involved. Like, is this somewhat normal? You'd think rich owners have rich children, spoiled brats hanging around these teams. Is this somewhat normal, even if it may go a little further than what happens in other NFL teams? But getting the kids involved, where does the Jets rank in comparison to the other teams around the league?
Kansas City is a great example. Their owner has daughters. They have one daughter who I'm sure you've seen her on social media, who really wants to be part of the football operation at one point. She's in her early 20s. And she attends meetings. She's around the team. She goes to the owners' meetings. But I've never been told a story where she's telling her father what the football people should be doing. She's not telling Andy Reid, here's how this is going to go, or telling Brett Veach, here's what I think. If she's asked, I'm sure they're open to it. So look, I think the idea of a father wanting his sons to be part of something that he cares about and something that he owns is fine. That's normal. Allowing those children to tell people that you have hired to do it is a problem.
They
don't have that experience. It's one thing for me to, my dad was a plumber, to go to work with him, to watch him work. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling my dad to use a certain pipe.
What about a wrench?
You know, and if he, and if he did listen to me, he'd be out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a problem. And guys, look, the overall issue here is people close to Woody will tell you that Woody just wants to win. He holds people accountable. He has a high standard. And I think at some point here, they have to go, this is who you are, but this is not working. This is obviously not working doing it this way.
Yep.
And, you know, even the treatment of players. Did you guys come across the anecdote about Mike White, right? You guys remember Mike White was a hero around here.
Yeah, we brought
the
it up.
Playing with these broken ribs. He goes into the shower and Woody's telling people in the locker room that he sucks. His words, not mine. So I just think all of this collectively together. And you saw we got the Jets on this. They gave us on the record comments acknowledging this. They are aware, and I give them credit for that. They could have easily just ignored us. They could have easily just put out a statement saying The Athletic is a bunch of liars or whatever they want to do. But they know that there are problems and they want to fix them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're trying to do right now with trying to nail down this GM head coaching search.
Diana, is there, well, and obviously we'll get to that. Is there anybody in the building that's not named Johnson that can look Woody in the eyes and speak from the heart and with a little bit of authority, even though Woody's the owner, and Woody actually respects and sometimes listens to that person?
Well, I think that them bringing in Mike Tannenbaum was purposed. I think Mike has so much experience with Woody, the good and the bad, that I do think Woody trusts him. I think the team president there also has tons of respect around the building. I came across that in just my reporting about how he is just really one of the best parts of the Jets organization. And that's even just around the league. That's people in the league office even telling me about him, that the Jets team president has what it takes. I just think you have a lot of the same people around Woody for a long time, that it would not hurt them. And this is just my opinion, to bring in a buffer, to bring in someone that could perhaps maybe help manage Woody. But we both, but the three of us know Woody probably wants someone he trusts. And I think that's where they're going to run into an issue. I recently wrote my column that Donna Ponte was an idea that I thought of somebody who has tons of experience working different organizations, working with the league office, who can handle someone like Woody and that personality, and also understand what needs, how to keep the football side on task as an in-between. But from what I gather, that's not something that they're discussing at this moment as they're trying to flush out how they want the structure to be. But I don't think this is all that bad if you're a Jets fan and you're going, look, there's going to be the fan group that's like, oh, you guys are just tabloid chasers or quick chasers or all the other crazy names I get called. I think the good part of this is maybe this is something that will resonate. Maybe this is something at 78 years old, Woody goes, okay, maybe I can't do it this way anymore. That's got to be the hope for Jets fans.
And first thing, it seems like he's got to get his kids in order here. Disappointing kids, a teenager is going to be hard to do. BT and Sal, we're talking with Diana Rossini, who had the latest article from The Athletic. Do you think this can be a desirable spot for somebody who's established like Mike Vrabel or Thomas Dimitroff or any of the other guys that the Jets might be looking at?
I think word is already out. You know, I think sometimes the stuff that the fans and the public know, a lot of this is new, but people around the league have known this about ownership because they have gone through, they've had some turnover, and people share and people tell these stories to each other because it is such a small group of coaches and agents. It may seem big, but it just really isn't. Do I think that somebody like, let's just say a top candidate that we know that any team that has an opening is going to go after, like a Mike Vrabel, would now go, there's no way? No. I think Mike Vrabel will definitely meet with the New York Jets at some point, knowing that they do have some really good pieces in terms of this roster. It's just going to come down to, is Woody going to be open enough and maybe even perhaps vulnerable enough to share some of the mistakes he's made and try to say, what do you think? How can I help you? How can I put my trust in that you're going to get this right? And to Woody's defense, I think at times in the past, he's probably tried to do that with Robert Saleh. He tried to do it with Rex Ryan and it blew up in his face. So I think he's got to find a way to trust the next person that comes in, and the next person that comes in has to be able to clearly lay out their philosophy, what they want, where they want this thing to go, and what they need from the owner. And if the owner doesn't think he can do it, and if the people around Woody don't really believe that Woody can hold back, then they have to have a real serious conversation, because having a first-time head coach come into New York, to me, I think that's the worst-case situation for them. It may be that may be how it winds up, because they'll lose out on some of the veteran guys, but it is hard enough to be a coach. Now throw in the layer of a difficult owner, throw in New York and everything else that comes along with it.
Yeah, and a 41-year-old quarterback with a contract that's not great. Yeah, I want to ask you something about Rodgers. Obviously, the record is what it is, and the Jets have not taken the step forward that we all thought that they could when they traded for Rodgers. Forget about the record, though. Do you think that he has added to the culture or weakened to the culture, whatever the heck that culture is in the building? Has it gotten worse or better since he showed up?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm a little taken back that you're asking that because I not to redirect. Do you think it's gotten better? Like
no, but I'm not on the inside. No, I don't. Listen. I've got 3 hours, 4 hours every day to talk about this. I'm very curious. No, I don't.
Direct. And by the way, I listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys.
You know, I got you. I don't, Diana. I don't. I don't think he's.
I don't mean to be aloof there. It's more. No, this has not worked. This is not what the Jets signed up for. This is not what Aaron Rodgers has signed up for. The relationship between ownership and the quarterback is not great. He gets along with Christopher Johnson. That relationship is great. It is not good between Woody and Aaron. It's fine. It's had its ups and downs, more downs than up.
Mm-hmm.
Woody wants a better Aaron Rodgers. He wants the MVP caliber type. That's not what he was getting. Rodgers has had strong opinions about things. Woody doesn't always agree. And Rodgers doesn't agree with a lot of things that Woody's doing. You know, as much as we're reflecting on some of this, the ownership issues here, these are things, the sentiments that the players feel as well about how this organization is run. And Aaron Rodgers certainly has a lot of opinions, and he has shared this publicly. I think he's been letting it out a little bit week by week, whether it's on Pat's show or even in his press conferences, that he doesn't have tons of respect for the way the Jets operation has been run. I don't think that's a secret. So how can you expect a quarterback to come in here and set this incredible identity that he was promised, or at least those that were hopeful that he would bring, when he was never even set up to win?
Yeah. That's the problem. To me, it's been everybody else but Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying Rodgers has been great.
It's everybody. No, it's him too. Yeah, everybody.
Well, I'm not saying he's been great, but to me, he's not the problem. He's the one winner. The guy's won 4 MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl before. He's trying to change things. He comes in here, and it's just, as you said, Diana, yourself, he wasn't set up to succeed. On that, I did want to ask you just to clarify, what happened after the Denver game? Did Woody want to bench Rodgers? Was it a joke? Because there was a couple of different things about that one specific situation.
Yeah, the Jets went on the record with us to tell us that was a joke. That was in jest is the term that they used, right? As like, hey, I just want to be provocative here and see what the reaction could be in the room. I don't know what's funny about that.
No, I'm not sure I'm buying that. I mean, I respect that the Jets said that on the record to you. I respect that part of it, but I think they're covering up. It doesn't make any sense. You're right. It's not funny.
It's not funny. There's no joke in there. You don't joke about benching a Hall of Fame quarterback that has won MVP 4 times to just say it, to just get a reaction. But those that are that know Woody, and I've been told numerous stories over the years about him, that this is his personality. He likes to push. He likes to just get reaction from people to see who's got the guts, who's got the courage to do things and speak up. But I think the most important part of that story is, it's not so much how you take it, with how the a Jet spokesperson takes it, how I take it. It's how the room filled with people that are coaching Aaron Rodgers and making these decisions take it. And none of them took it as in jest. None of them took it as a joke. They took it as, this is something the guy that owns the team that signs their check has made a suggestion. So this is something that we need to consider, and this is not a good idea. So I do think a lot of people are falling into the trap of, well, he was just joking. Let me know what's funny about it. And we can all agree.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the punchline.
Right, that's what they said, but obviously do the math. Come on. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, listen.
I know, and I feel for Jets fans, because I do think that there was a point, guys, because I've talked to you guys before, where this thing was on the right track, it felt like. This thing was cruising, and it just... It all just fell apart, and just like any other losing team, by the way, this isn't just specific to the New York Jets. When you're losing, this stuff all comes to light.
Yeah.
If Robert Saleh is still the head coach, if they've got a winning record right now, and things are moving into the postseason direction, I'm not sure if this stuff gets uncovered.
No. Diana, at the end of the day, and listen, really appreciate your time, Diana Rossini, BT and Sal. I mean, you could go to any franchise that's had sustained failure rather than what we're all chasing, sustained success, and do an investigative piece and collaborate with two or three other peers and do a deep dive and be well-sourced. And it's not going to be pretty below the surface anywhere, whether it's the Browns or maybe the Jaguars right now or, you know, the Knicks back in the day with Isaiah and James Dolan. And so it is what it is. I don't know that we should be surprised about this, but I was still, even me, who has been almost callous to the point where, I won't say it doesn't bother me, but I'm never stunned at anymore with the Jets' failures. This even went a layer below I thought was possible. It's almost like this was written up and it's a parody account. Like, this can't possibly be real. But it is.
I know. It's funny, the reaction, it's not funny, but the reaction around the league has surprised me. A lot of people are like, wow, I've heard this before. And, you know, people from other teams, like even we published this morning around 5 a.m. and I was getting texts by 7 a.m. on West Coast from teams out there. Like, wow, oh my goodness, I heard it was bad. I didn't think it was this bad. And look, everyone likes to watch the car wreck. There's problems like this in the other New York organization. So it's not like anyone.
Like this?
It's not as Madden driven, but they've got their own set of problems.
Yeah, they're still playing Tecmo Bowl.
That was a good one, BT.
That is funny because there's a lot of reasons why you said that makes it very funny. But look, both teams are losing right now. Both teams are in a hard place. There's not a lot of answers for the future. All I know for the Jets, they've got to nail this GM head coaching search, and I know for a fact that they are trying hard right now in making sure that they're going to be able to be as honest and open with these candidates about what they want accomplished here in New York, because you know, after a story like this, they're going to have to answer a lot of questions.
Thank you, Diana. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Diana Rossini of The Athletic, of course. Zach Rosenblatt, Mike Silver also contributing to that latest scathing column about Woody Johnson. And I love what she said there, BT, because this is stuff that we have heard behind the scenes for years. She heard it, I'm sure, herself, and others are like, hey, let's go report on this. Mm-hmm. And there you go, get together. And now it's another report that paints Woody in, I don't think a bad light, I think it paints him in who he is light. This is what's going on with the Jets.
Yeah, but the thing about Woody is I think for a while, the impression was, yeah, he's docile, he's Woody, he's just kind of, because he's not some big physically imposing figure,
yeah.
But he seems to be a tyrant behind closed doors. And I didn't really think it was quite like that until a couple of years ago. But this has been a 6-month investigation. Right. So you do this kind of a deep dive on a franchise, you better connect the dots and be right. And, I'm not saying I'm taking one side or the other, but, I mean, how do you refute what's been reported? But they've been a mess forever.
You can't. But she did say, and this to me would mean a lot, especially coming from her, who's done the bulk of the reporting on this stuff, that she thinks Woody's going
to
change.
Ready to change, yeah.
I mean,
that's about time. He's almost 80.
I'm just. I mean,
come on, man.
Better late than never. Yeah.